Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay, breathe in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Can you feel the energy in the ball growing? Feel the warmth in your hands. Now, slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Now let go of the ball and allow it to roll down to your feet. Imagine the ball releasing energy into your feet. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of warmth in your feet. Now feel the energy warming your legs as it flows up to your lower back. Let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly in and out. The stream of energy warms your back and you relax. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Now the energy stream flows into your tummy. Feel the warmth and breathe, filling up your chest and belly in and out. Your tummy is calmed by the loving energy. Relax and breathe in and out. Next, the loving energy flows up into your chest and heart. Feel your heart relax and warm as it swells with love. Enjoy the feeling and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Now the energy flows up into your neck. Can you feel your neck warm and soften? Breathe in and out. Allowing the energy to flow up into your forehead, just above your eyes and between your eyebrows. Finally, the energy reaches the top of your head. Notice the energy is now flowing through your entire body. Can you feel it warming your toes, your legs, your back, your tummy, your heart, your neck, and your head? Continue to feel the warmth of the loving energy as it flows through you from your toes up to the top of your head and out. Notice how the energy keeps flowing. A constant stream fills you with love. Now, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you're breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Island Wonder. Filling the morning air with a warm glow, the sun peaked above the forest. The sun's light filled the solar train with the energy it would need to move around the tracks all day. The sparkling train smiled and checked its get-ready list. The sparkling train's wheels felt great. The doors were opening nice and smoothly, and its seats and floors were clean. Yes, the train was ready for the passengers. People lined up and waited on the platform. The sparkling train's doors whooshed open, and the passengers filed on board, eager to take their regular seats. Once everyone was seated, the train slowly eased forward to begin its route. As it pulled out of the station, the sparkling solar train noticed the waves on the ocean. The train smiled and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Relaxing with the waves. The people on the train relaxed and took deep dragon breaths in and out. as well. The sea calmed them all. The train rolled up to the next station and noticed the sea once again. It had never noticed that the sea was always alongside the train everywhere except the tunnel. An idea formed in the sparkling train's mind. And since all the passengers had exited, now the train had a break. It decided to test its idea by stopping at the airport to visit the planes. They would know. The sparkling train rolled up to the airplane hangar and said, "Hey, Holly, Herb, Hazel, Hawk, and Harmony, are you there?" "Hi, train, how are you?" Holly, the green plane, said. "We're happy you stopped by," Hawk, the red plane, added. "You look like you have something to say," Herb, the yellow plane, noted. "Yes," Harmony, the helicopter, said. "What's up?" "I just noticed something and wondered if you knew the answer," the sparkling train said. "What did you notice?" Hazel, the blue plane, asked. "I was taking my passengers to their morning destinations, and I noticed that I always had the sea on one side of me, except when I went through the tunnel, of course." Then the sparkling train asked, "Do you think we're living on an island?" "From my view hovering above, I'd say we live on an island," Harmony answered. "The island is quite beautiful," Hawk added. "Yes, it is," Hazel said to Hawk. Then the blue plane turned to the sparkling train and said, "I'm sure you've noticed the different areas on the island as you follow your tracks." "Seeing all the different lands blending together into one island sure is a spectacular sight," Holly agreed. "What do you think, Herb?" the train asked. Herb smiled and looked down at the ground. "I don't usually fly that high. I'm usually just above the treetops. So I see about the same view you see when you're up on the elevated track. But you're all making it sound so lovely. Maybe I'll check it out." "That would be great, Herb," Hawk said, proud that Herb was willing to try something new. Herb had a tendency to get stuck on his regular routine. As the planes, train, and helicopter talked about the island, the dragon peeked out of the forest at the busy airport. It hadn't noticed the train stopping there before. The dragon wondered if the planes and helicopter were nice. They seemed to be. As the dragon wandered through the forest, it decided that it would ask the train what it thought about the planes and then maybe visit them too. Having thoroughly discussed the beauty of the island, Herb asked a question. "Does anyone know our island's name?" The planes, train, and helicopter thought a bit. Hawk said, "No, I don't." "I think that's information you usually find on a sign," Hazel said. "And we fly too high to be able to read any signs," Holly added. "You and I will have to look for a sign to see if we can answer this puzzle, though I might not be able to read a sign from up above the treetops," Herb said. "And I'm stuck on my track," the train said with a sigh. "Well, we'll just have to listen to the people as they talk. Maybe they'll tell us what the island's name is," Harmony suggested. "Speaking of names, what's your name?" Harmony asked. "I think it's just Train," the sparkling train answered. "Oh, okay," the helicopter said warmly, wondering still. "Well, I think I better head back to my station. It's almost time to start my next route," the sparkling train said. It whistled goodbye to the airplanes as it left to pick up its passengers. After the sparkling train finished delivering its passengers, it yawned. Now it was time for a nap. So the train settled into its home station. The sparkling train wished everyone on the island happiness and peace, thinking of all it had to be grateful for. The sparkling train was grateful the planes knew they were on an island too. The train felt happy to have a mystery to solve. What was the island's name? Most of all, the sparkling train was thankful to be friends with the planes and helicopter. The sparkling train squeezed itself tight and then relaxed. Then the train realized it had another puzzle to solve. What if it had a name too? The train took a deep dragon breath in and out. Wondering how to find out if it had a name. The train took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The sparkling train fell asleep, dreaming of names for the island and itself. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.